Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hey, hosted by Duchess and Jules. It's Sunday. It's almost, well, it's just about 5 o'clock. And it's time for Inside Matters Talk, hosted by Duchess and Jules. And I'm Duchess. And hello, do I have a co-host out there?
Yes, you do. I'm Jules. How are you? I am here. And I am on the other end saying hello to everybody out there. I'm thinking of things to say. It just outed my head, just gone. So, yes, you're here. I'm here. Go ahead.
I'm sitting here watching the switchboard and wanting it to light up. But in the meantime, since it's on my computer monitor, the switchboard, I haven't moved my mouse, so I have the screensaver that's floating all around. I got the bubbles. So I'm looking at all these bubbles bouncing across my screen, and these just look so cute. And that's what I'm watching. I'm just, like, into this bubble thing. Fascinating, just watching them bump into each other. You never saw that screensaver, Jules?
With that is so old, but, yes, I have seen the bubbles.
You are so cold.
Sorry, but that
old,
is...
But it doesn't pop up on my screen very often, but when it does, I just love watching them. It's like watching a fish tank with the fish floating around. I think they're just so fascinating. They're mesmerizing. They hypnotize me. So
okay.
It's time for Inside Matters Talk, and we have a topic this Sunday, and it's called A Little Bit of This and A Little Bit of That. And I might do a lot more of these topics, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and have some discussions on what's going on with Mother Earth, what's happening on this planet, what is going on this planet. But before we get into that, I want to share a little bit about what's been going on with Duchess. Duchess has been walking 3 times a week. I have this walking group that I started on meetup.com. It's called the Leesburg Amblers Group, and we walk 3 times a week and go different places, and it's really a great experience because I'm learning about different nature preserves in Loudoun County, and it's really beautiful out there. It's really, really beautiful. When you drive here, there, and everywhere, you don't really get a chance to enjoy the beauty. Hold on, let me get rid of these bubbles because they're distracting me. There you go.
Alrighty.
I'm so busy watching bubbles. I tell you, I'm hypnotized. They're just bouncing all over the dashboard here. The bubbles. When you drive, especially up here in Northern Virginia, D.C. area, you know, it's like traffic mania. I guess it's the same thing in California, too, certain areas of California. It's traffic mania. When you get an opportunity to go on a website and plug in your natural preserves and your natural forestries and that kind of thing, and then you go off in the mountains or you go off in the woods, it's a totally different experience. It's just a beautiful experience to be in the quiet of the Potomac River. You hear the water rushing over the rock, and you hear the birds, and you just smell nature. It's just a totally different experience, and that's what I've been exploring and finding out the last couple of weeks with this this walking group that I've started. Had a good time, and then meeting the new people. I meet new people, and I learn different things about them and make new friends to go to different places. So I'm going to tell you where I went yesterday. Jules. I had a good time.
Okay.
I went up to Mountain Mystic. That's one of my favorite places. It's up in Front Royal, Virginia. And I'm giving you a plug. I'm giving Jerry with a G a plug. Mountain Mystic. It's a gift shop. I call it one of those woo-woo places because you have the stones and you have the crystals and you have the psychics and you have the tarot cards and you have the jewelry and you have the incense and you walk in there, it smells divine. It smells wonderful. I used to work in one of those stores here in Leesburg, and they're no longer around. And I kind of miss visiting it. So I have to go. I do go all the way up to Front Royal to do my my shopping for my ancestors' sage and my incense. And while I was up there yesterday, I had my aura picture taken. When's the last time you had an aura picture? Oh, I know the last time
you had an aura picture. It's been a while. But do
I
tell.
Know how long a while? Huh?
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think you really would enjoy it. Since we've done aura shows, auras and chakras as well. I had an occasion to have my aura picture taken. I told you a couple of months ago I took my granddaughter and she had hers done. I did hers for her birthday. Well, let me tell you something interesting about my aura. It just kind of blew my mind. It was first off, when the lady took my picture, I was watching the computer screen as the camera's shutter flickered and shut. She said, oh, my goodness, that was fast. And I realized the reason why it was so fast because the computer started registering what the camera had seen. And it kept saying ultraviolet, ultraviolet, the whole thing. As a matter of fact, my whole aura, every single chakra, was emitting ultraviolet energy or violet energy. So my root chakra, grounding, ultraviolet, everything was ultraviolet. And when she showed me a pie graph of the aura imaging system, that blew my mind because there's the pie graph. And if the circle or pie is cut into equal sections, you are a multifaceted, adaptable person able to enjoy many various and divergent activities. Now, that's if the pie graph is equal. You know, the slices are three equal slices. Now, predominance of mind indicates that at this point in time, your focus is cerebral, and you are probably mainly concerned with knowledge, new ideas, problem solving, intellectual communication, and creativity. And then it said that a predominance of body indicates, because this is mind, body, mind, and spirit, a predominance of body indicates that at this time you're primarily related to the world through your five physical senses, the body sensations, you feel your emotions, and through your body, especially the solar plexus center or third chakra. Then a predominance of spirit indicates that your dreams, imagination, wishes, fantasies, artistic projects, self-expression, and spiritual life are most important to you at this point in time. The practical realities of life probably hold little interest to you now. You march to the beat of your own inner drummer, and you may enjoy deep meditation, prayer, and artistic pursuit. Your psychic and clairvoyant abilities may be awakening, and your synchronistic experiences may be truly miraculous. You may see more of the color or cooler colors in your aura, such as blue, purple, or white. Well, I looked at my pie graph, and the lady looked at my pie graph, and she said, oh, my goodness, where is your mind? Because my whole pie graph was 79.7 in spirit. My body was 19.1 That was the body. And my mind was one point. So you see, the reason why I shared that aura experience with you is because what we're going to talk about today, what's happening on planet Earth, my whole aura is saying, I really don't care. That's what my aura is saying. I don't care what's happening on planet Earth. I don't want to know what's happening on planet Earth. I just want to stay out of the business of planet Earth because there's some crazy stuff going on planet Earth, you know? And if you can't help it and you can't change it, then it's like it just blows you away when it starts affecting you, when it starts, like, playing havoc with your whole sense of being. So I think what I'm going to do is when the news is on, it's like if I can't change what's happening, I turn it off.
Right.
When I'm reading something and I can't fix it, rather than get upset with it to the point where it makes me miserable inside or makes me sick, I throw the newspaper in the garbage. I don't want to read this. But I also recognize the fact that, you know, I can't stay and hang out in spiritual la-la land. I've got to interact. I've got to be grounded. I've got to have something that anchors me. And I think doing these walks, I don't know if they're helping or they're making it a little bit worse. Because, you know, when you're out in nature, you're praying that it's grounding you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're being grounded. But then at the same time, is that my way of running away from what's happening on planet Earth? What do you think? If you have any thoughts about that, what does anybody out there think?
I think that you need to. I think that you need to stay out there in the nature and walking, and because, I mean, like you said, you should not get upset. Because when you get upset about it, it stresses you out. And stress is no good. So for you to go out and be out there in the nature and stuff like that, I think it's helping. I really do. Now, that aura picture, we have to do something about that because 1%, 1.something% in mind, wow, that's little. That's nothing.
That means I prefer to deal with meditation. I prefer to deal with the inside. Inside matters. I would prefer to deal with maybe some yoga and being alone, being by myself. But I don't want to be by myself to the point that I lose myself being by myself because I think about that a lot. I even think about relationships. Do I really want to be bothered? You know, do I really want to meet any more people? Of course I like people, but there are times when even when I'm with people, I find that when they're going on and on and on, I kind of like detach and shut down. And I even had a friend on the phone the other day. She said, "Are you there?" And I was listening to her, but I was, like, fading off, going off somewhere. I was hearing her, but maybe not listening to her or listening to her and maybe not hearing her, you know? So one of the beautiful things while I was up there at Front Royal, I asked the woman that I was riding with if she would take me to the National Park Service, and it was like right around the corner and up the street, and it was the entrance to the national park. There's a skyline up there. From one end to the next, it's the national park, and it goes on forever, forever and forever, forever. It goes all the way down there, probably to near you, Jill, way down there. It just goes on forever. And I was able to get paid $10 for my national park senior lifetime pass. So I got America the Beautiful, any national park in the United States of America, I can have access free to. And if I have a car load of people with me, my car enters free, and so do the people who are in my car. And so they have lifetime passes for seniors, lifetime access cards, identification cards for people who are disabled, permanently disabled citizens. And then they have volunteer access passes for people who have done 250 or more donated hours to their camps. I mean, you know, you go to their campgrounds, their camp, everywhere. It's just so cool. I've always wanted this, one of these. So that's what's going on in my world as I clear my throat. The other thing I want everyone to know is I was able to get some animal cards. And these are children's spirit animal cards, and they are so cool. And today, that's what we're going to do a reading from, the children's spirit animal cards. So I think that would be great. And I can't wait for the grandchildren to come by, and they'll be able to play with these little cards and have a good time. These animal spirit cards, Jules, they're beautiful. I got some for the grandchildren. And rabbits on the color, and they have that thick cardboard texture to them so that even little bit can play with the animal cards and not bend them all up and break them up and tear them out of shape. So we can hopefully do a reading, and maybe we'll pull three of those for like a past, present, or future reading with those.
That's cool.
Anything you want to share about your personal life's experiences before we get into some of these topics? Because I don't think we're going to have a long show tonight. I think it'll probably be a light one. We just want to get into some of this stuff and, you know, see if this, is this man-made stuff or is this spiritual stuff going on, and what does it mean when it says everything is as it should be on planet Earth? Nothing happens by chance. It's supposed to be. You know, what does that mean? You know, what do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about what is going on with the weather, because, you know, we are having some really, 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 really outlandish, if that's a word, outlandish weather. I mean, in North Carolina, you know, we had the sky open up and just fall down with rain. I mean, it rained and rained and rained. And then the news people said, don't tell Delaware, but it's heading on to them. And we were just clapping and clapping and clapping because we was outside, we was walking, we was having a good time outside walking, and all of a sudden, whoosh, I mean, no, it was just whoosh. Please watch out for the little puddles because you just might fall in, because they were lower than what they appeared to be, and it just rained. It was, and then the next day it was cold. It was weird. It really was. I want to talk about the weather. How was it in Virginia?
It was the same thing. I mean, the word is deluge of rain, and I learned that word when I was in a play. I can't even say it again, but I had to practice how to say that word. But it just basically means, you know, like a downpour, just, you know, just drenching. And it was all throughout the night, and it was really, really freaky because at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sleeping, and I hear my phone. I have the emergency alert system on my phone. So I'm saying to myself, when I open up my eyes and I hear this beep, beep, beeping from my cell phone, what is that? What? They got, because it does it for the Amber Alert. So I'm saying, oh, my gosh, there's an error. And I turned over. I did. I turned over, and I said, well, I'll, you know, check it in the morning. About 8 o'clock that morning when I got up, come to find out, the emergency alert service was telling me that a tornado had touched down in my area.
Holy
cow.
Tornado
warning. Absolutely. A tornado warning until 4 a.m. And I said, well, I would have slept through it. I would have been like Dorothy going to Oz. I would have been sleeping through the whole tornado. Wouldn't have known what hit me, you know. So I was reading on the news that because of so much rain, sinkholes are popping up all over the place. Huge sinkholes. They were talking about a huge sinkhole down in Stafford, Virginia, and it was threatening to swallow up two houses. The ground is just opening up. Then they showed a picture of another sinkhole in another area where there were two cars laying in the sinkhole, you know? So even the sinkholes, the ground's opening up and swallowing, literally swallowing people, like, you know, like earthquakes you see on TV. Although Abe said earthquakes are not like we see them on TV. But that's what these sinkholes are. They're just, the land is sliding and moving and shifting underneath, and houses are being swallowed up in these holes. I mean, they're big enough to swallow up cars. It's just amazing what's happening.
Do you think
with
do you
all
think
the rain.
Back in the past that we shouldn't have built where they are being swallowed? You know what I'm saying? Maybe we disturbed where these sinkholes are being sited. You know, maybe we as humans disturbed that spot. It wasn't supposed to be disturbed, to be drilled on and banged on and shoveled in and, you know, and built a big house on. So now the earth is saying, hello.
Some of that is possible. But then you also have to take into consideration that with all this rain, the ground is soaking up all of this moisture. There's but so much moisture. When you water your plant, don't you see when you put a lot of water in there, certain areas in the pot, the dirt sinks in
mm-hmm.
the flower pot? You never notice
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Well, if the earth is dirt and it's raining the way it's been raining, maybe the ground is getting so soft from the rain that it's collapsing, you know, because it's just so much that it can contain. And that's why, and then the flooding, oh, my goodness, the floods. It's just, you know, something. But, of course, it could be people build. Look at those people in areas where they have mountains. You see these houses on the side of mountains? What's up with that? Would you want to live on the side of a mountain in this day and age? No, because there's mudslides. There goes your house sliding down the mountain. So something's got to be done, and people will absolutely have to twist their brains on a little bit, you know, use a little bit of common sense, because things are really getting out of hand. And I would say Mother Nature is not happy. And she's not happy with what's been happening on planet Earth. And, of course, then there's the climate changes. And I hear that has a lot to do with all of this, with the weather being the way it is, with the climate changes. That's why we had these horrific snowstorms in the winter, snowing where there usually was never a snow. And now we have places that don't need any more rain. And look at California with all the fires. They have, oh, by golly. As a matter of fact, my mother called me the other day, wanted to know if her grandson out in California was okay because of because of the raging fires going on out there. Now, they definitely need some of that rain that we've been getting so they can put out some of those fires. They need help.
Right.
Not happening.
Yeah. I have friends that had to be evacuated because of the fires were coming through where they lived. And it was, you know, they just came home one day and they're like, oh, gotta go, you know, evacuation. So, yes, the fires are not cool at all over there.
And then there are those of us who have all of this rain and we dare not complain. Why? Why dare we complain? Because it could be worse. We have the rain, and it's raining, but hey, we're not being wiped out by tornadoes. We're not being wiped out by, you know, these sinkholes. We have to be thankful that we have what we have, and it's not worse, because it could be. We don't have, you know, it's not fire.
Hurricanes.
Burning up the whole.
No, we just. Mm-hmm. Or hurricanes, it's rain. It's really hard rain, you know. You can just sit in the house and just open up the window, you know, your curtains, and just watch it. It sounded beautiful. When you woke up, it just sounded beautiful. It really did.
And the earth smells so clean and so fresh.
My cousin said, oh, my goodness. My grass is now growing. It's sprouting everywhere. So she enjoyed the rain.
Well, there are some people that's not enjoying it because you can't cut the grass when it rains, and then when it rains, the grass does. That it grows, just pops up all over the place, and then somebody's got to do that work to mow the lawn. You know, so you know, six one, half a dozen of the other. But once again, what is happening on planet Earth? What's going on? Are these our emotions? Is this the chaos that so many of us are going through on planet Earth, and it's affecting the nature of the vibrations coming from, you know, the humans on planet Earth? It's just amazing. It's amazing. And it makes you really want to think. So, I don't know. But like Yala Van Zandt's book, there's value in the valley, you know? So when we look hard and deep inside of ourselves, we may be able to get some of the answers. And maybe if we fixed ourselves, maybe things won't be so challenging outside of ourselves. So it's time for us to do a little work on the inside so that maybe we can affect or influence the outside. They call it that critical mass thing. When the 100th monkey realizes, and then everybody, they move in sync with one another. And we just fix it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just fix it all. So, let's talk about this missing plane.
Okay.
Our plane disappeared out of the sky.
A big one at that. I mean, that thing was huge. I mean, we talking about a huge one.
It was a Boeing. Those are big planes.
Yes.
A Boeing. They're huge. I mean, how about many years ago, they talked about planes disappearing or ships disappearing over the Bermuda Triangle. Well, this was nowhere near the Bermuda Triangle. I don't think so. You can't blame it on that. But how does a plane just disappear? I don't want to know because I'm getting ready to take a plane trip in July. So I don't even want to ask that question because I don't want to find out how it can happen. You know, you ask a question, it's like, okay, you know, Spirit says, let me show you. And it's like, no, I really don't want to know, literally want to know. But somebody, what do you think? Do you think this was UFO?
No.
Do you think?
No. I'm thinking about what you're saying, and I'm like, whoa. Wow,
you think maybe,
maybe,
you know, extraterrestrials. That would be cool. That means the people are alive. That means they're still alive.
Well, they can't just take our planes. That's not fair. We don't just take their plane.
Well, the plane is gone. I know we sound silly now, but the plane is gone. Okay?
Yes.
It just disappeared. So wouldn't you rather believe or feel that it was an extraterrestrial happening and the people are safe? They've just not of this dimension any longer? Wouldn't that be better than the fact that they just disappeared and nobody ever, you know, I mean, and they're dead? Who would want them to be dead? Oh, got you thinking now, huh, Joe?
Yeah, you got my tongue right now. I think they're flying low where they can't, you know, be contacted by radar. Maybe they're just, you know,
come on,
chilling
Jill,
out, you know, just.
Jill, it's been 2 months. They don't have any fuel anymore.
You don't know that. The extraterrestrials gave them some. They asked, they gave.
Oh,
you know?
Is that what it is?
I was thinking.
Now you sound as crazy as me. That's cute. Extraterrestrials brought them some gas, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, big old plane, you know, just disappears. Those are huge planes.
They are.
Yeah. Okay, and now with that, somebody knows where those 300 girls are. It's impossible for nobody. I mean, somebody knows that can tell where those children are.
That's a lot of girls. I mean, that's just a lot of children in general.
You don't
hide
300 people, and nobody is able to tell you where they are. Okay, somebody knows, and you don't snatch up 300 girls and make them be Muslims. That's not Islam. So whoever Boko Haram is, that's not Islam. And that can be very, very, how do you say, annoying to for real practicing Muslims that you're giving this type of name. Now, this is my own personal opinion. Now, if anyone is out there and they happen to be a Muslim and I'm speaking what I, you know, like, I need to not voice this opinion or you have a counter opinion on this, I welcome it, but I don't believe this is Islam, that, you know, the Quran, you know, or Prophet Muhammad is going to say that it condoned stealing 300 females to force them to be Muslims. And then on top of that, you force them to be Muslims, but they're going to turn them out into the street. Okay, turn them out into the street to be sold. What up with that?
Right.
Yeah.
That is not cool. That is not cool. And I mean, and the research that I have done on it, it's like not only are you selling them, it's you are turning them into, it's very disturbing to me because not only are you turning them, you're marrying them out. Some of them you're marrying them out. You know, I saw a movie just a while ago where, you know, you're selling them into maids, you're marrying them out, and this is not cool at all. It's not.
Well, I don't believe it's Islam. And if you can say that it's Islam, I would beg you to, this is not Islam during times of war, where women have to be protected to that degree. This is not Islam. I don't believe it. And there are so many people who would, so many people that are feeling that this is causing Islam to have a bad taste in their mouth. And to sometimes you wonder if there isn't somebody out there trying to give the religion of Islam a bad name, a bad rep. You know, is there somebody out there trying to make Islam look like it's a negative type of religion? And because if they are really Muslims, they would not be doing this. They would not be doing this. So, someone knows where those 300 females are, those 300 girls are. They know where they are. And they need to open up their mouths, even if they do it anonymously, and let people know where these girls are, so these girls can go back home to their family, where they belong. And
why
so
many? That's a lot. Why so many?
Yeah.
Why do they need so many females?
Why do they need any? And they gotta feed them. They gotta feed them. They gotta clothe them. They gotta house them. I'm telling you, come on. You don't hide 300 females. You just don't. Yeah. So, no. This is not a dictate from Allah. They told a lie. If they say it is, they need to cut it. And then I moved to the poor woman, a Sudanese woman, who's supposed to be scheduled to... Now, this woman is pregnant. I don't know if you read about this one, Joe. She's pregnant.
Wow.
And she's supposed to be stoned to death. They call it the term is apostasy. That's abandonment of her religion. And this woman is supposed to have abandoned her Islamic belief. See, come on, Allah is not going to, come on. You know what, this is what they're saying. She abandoned her Islamic belief, and once she has given birth to her baby, she is to nurse her baby for a while before she is stoned to death. And not even can her husband have the baby, because the husband is a Christian, claiming this woman married out of her faith to a Christian. And since the baby should be a Muslim, the husband can't have custody of the baby after his wife is stoned to death. The woman is saying that she was born a Christian. Her mother and father her father died, and she was raised Christian by her mother. She's always been a Christian. She married a Christian man. And now what the Islamic court is trying to make her do is renounce her Christian faith and say she is a Muslim, or they're going to stone her. For number one,
wow.
Marrying a Christian man, which they say the marriage can't be a legal marriage because she married out of her faith. It's like she can't really be married to him. So she committed, what is it when you have sex without being married? I can't even think of the word. I'm so upset.
Adultery?
Yeah.
I have.
No. Yeah, I know you can't think of the word either. See, she's so upset.
I am really upset of listening to what you are saying, because not only did you speak what you spoke, I've researched a lot of this also, and they stone women all the time. You know, they dig a hole and they make the woman help them dig a hole. They climb into the hole and they fill it back up, and you know, and then you know they go and pick out the right stones, and it's like it can't be too big and it can't be too small. You know, it has to hurt, but it can't put them to death right away. You know what I'm saying? So it's these people, yes, they know exactly what they're doing, and that is no, of any religion, that should not be agreed upon for any religion to torture another human being, you know, and it's horrible. It is very horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, so, like we say, once again, you know, what's going on? What's happening on planet Earth? What is this? And then a lot of people will say the reason why, a lot of people will say all of this stuff has been happening all along. We just have a social media and we have, you know, technology, and it causes us to find out about all of this a lot faster and a lot sooner. So these things have always occurred. We're just knowing about them faster. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. You know, I'm laughing because I don't want to move into the zombie age, you know, the era of technology. Oh, because it is a good thing, but it needs to be used in moderation. And I say in moderation because I think I mentioned it on the last show where I have this driver at my job who I told them that I had acquired an iPhone, and it's a G5 or G4, whatever. I don't know. It's still sitting there charging. Been charging for 2 weeks. I refused to transfer my account over to the phone. And when I told him I had this phone, I said, my children really want me to have this phone. He said, why? So you can become a zombie like the rest of the zombies? I said, what are you talking about? He said, and I said, yeah, I know what you mean. All you see is people with these little teeny pads in front of their face, you know, click, click, click. That's what we talked about a little bit last show. It's like
all
the era
heads
of the
down.
Matrix.
Yeah. All heads down.
Nobody
you walk down the street and all their heads are down.
Mm-hmm. No one's looking at people. You don't interact with people. There's no face-to-face interaction. There's no emotional contact. There's no feeling. There's no empathy. There's nothing. You know, people get met. They get married. They get married over the internet. It's like, hello. You know, and they meet people over the internet. And then did I tell you how I met somebody and they immediately wanted to come and visit me?
Oh, my goodness.
Just like that. I mean, I hadn't even known them met them over the internet. I hadn't even known them for a week. They were ready to drive to Leesburg to hook up. It's like, are you serious? Oh, no. You know, so it's like, I guess people are so into, you know, rapid, speedy everything these days that they don't have time. What happened to getting to know you, getting to know all about you? Getting to like
okay,
you, getting to hope you like me.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, you know, people don't do that anymore. I mean, people don't even want to listen to that kind of music anymore. It's got to be fast rap, you know. Everything is doing is fast and rapid. Sorry. I'm old school. The only thing I can, you know, that I'm I'm up to date with is that I'm old school Marvel comic book. So I can go to the movies and watch some of the stuff that the young people are watching because I grew up in the era of comic book. But you give somebody a comic book now and tell them to read about Captain America, they look at you like you're crazy, you know? But
they'll watch the,
that's how
they'll watch the movie. They will watch the movie.
That's how they do their imagination now. That's how they imagine. Now they have to do it visual. They have to have visual imagination. Whereas when I was young, you know, we read the comic book and we just used our mind as imagination. And so it was just a whole different process. Now they have to see it, you know, and IMAX it and, you know, and how do you say 3D? They have to, is it 3D or 4D?
3D.
What is it? Yeah, 3D. Okay, I'm taking it to another level. But we used our brain to imagine all of that when I was coming up. And so to us, we use more of our intuition now. And people don't use their intuition the way we learn to during my day. Because they don't have to use their intuition. The intuition is like null and void. So, I don't know. Whatever is happening on planet Earth, I will always remain happy that I am alive and able to witness the happenings, the goings-on, and know that I'm a part of it. I am pleased to be alive in this day and age as things are evolving around me. And I think we may want to revisit some of our Indigo Awakening shows for people who missed them back when, because they were an important part of our growth and our spiritual development. You know? You're awfully quiet today.
I'm talking to you. I'm letting you speak.
I know. You did indicate that these news articles were really annoying you and upsetting you, and that was the topic for the day. I didn't mean to affect you emotionally, Jules.
they are really and the more you research it, the more and more it hits your heart, because when you see it on TV and you're here in the United States of America, though you're going through your own issues over here, you feel like, okay, this is what I'm going through. You see all the news and the shootings and, you know, the robberies and little kids getting shot. And then you see what's going on overseas, and you're like, oh, my God, are you serious? You know, a woman who is pregnant, getting ready to have her baby and being stoned to death because she believes what she believes, and 300 children just being abducted out of nowhere. You don't even know why they're being abducted. They're just up and gone, you know, and then it's just you research it, and you're just like, wow. You just, you know, it really hits home, because not only do you have to deal with what you're going through over here, you look and you listen to what goes on over there, and, you know, it really affects you in many different ways. And then, you know, your president and the government has to make a decision. Are they going over there to help, or are they staying over here minding their own business? And I saw on TV, on the news today, they said no U.S. boots are going over there to step foot to help at all. But we will speak upon it, and we will help in other ways, but we will not, you know, go over there, fight, you know, search. We will not. We cannot do that, because they are their own country, their own government, their own this and their own that. So it's just like, it's frustrating, you know, it's frustrating. And I wasn't going to research it as much as I have. And because it became the topic, I sat down, I researched, I looked at videos, I looked at just many different things, and I saw stoning of women and how they were stoned and what they were being stoned for. And it was very emotional. And when I went to sleep, you know, to take and get ready for the show, I meditated, and it came visual in my dreams. And it was just like, wow, this is deep stuff, you know. And I'm trying to speak about it in, you know, a positive way of why is Mother Earth, or is it vibrational from our bodies affecting, you know, why did he, as of a man or a woman, feel the need to take the children? Why did they feel the need to hide the children and just take them and put them somewhere and into their own special needs? I don't understand it. And like Duchess told me before, maybe it is not us to understand, and then we wouldn't be stressed or go crazy about it. If you didn't try to understand why, then it wouldn't make you so crazy. And that is what I'm over here thinking about while you're talking, and the more you talk, the more it causes me to think about what I need to think about to talk. So, yes.
Plus, you're a parent of girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's like you have to imagine what the parents are going through. I mean, they've got to really be traumatized. I mean, you know, if a child is missing here, we have an Amber Alert, and you immediately go into, you know, if that was my child, I would be feeling. And so that's what's happening. If one of those girls is my girl, I would be, you know? And
that
so rather than me throwing myself into those emotions, do what I can do to help. But I will not dwell on listening to it over and over and over again, because it will throw me into an empathic emotional state, and I will be stressing over something that I can't do anything about. You know, and that's when you go into that, well, there's the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Because I definitely want the courage.
Excuse me. I had to watch the little girl yesterday, and we was at the Bembe Festival, and it was so much people. It was so many people, and she wanted to do a venture. You know, every turnaround, she was going somewhere, and I'm like, where are you going? You know, and I had to make it fun because I was in charge of someone else's child. And, you know, they had an Amber Alert where there was a little boy 2 years old missing and all those crowds of people. And this is something that, you know, you have to think about, you know. You have to be on the alert at all times, because especially if you cannot, you know, you can't stop what is going on. You know, you wake up and all your children, you send them off to school and you think that they're going to be in a great, you know, environment, you know, because, you know, overseas it's not the best, but it will do with what you are used to. And you send them to school and next thing you know, you're on the news holding up a sign, give back my girls, you know, give back my girls. And it's like, you never knew that this would be a day where you'd be holding up a sign saying, give back my girls. So it's something to think about. It really is.
It is. So on that note, we are going to, I guess, close with a happy note.
Okay, please do. Please do. And we didn't even say our phone number out there, 347-324-3030. You know, we have people listening in, and sometimes we really would like to hear, you know, hear your comment, because, you know, it's really great to listen to other people. So next time, please press that number one and talk. And let us know how you feel.
And I think the show was scheduled for 90 minutes, but we're gonna end early today. It's a beautiful day, and everyone wants to get out and take that walk for the evening as the sun is going down, and I think it would be a good thing. And, you know, we don't get any phone calls. We do not need to tie up the lines. We should let people just go for a walk. What do you think?
That's wonderful.
Great. Well, I have these cute, I'm going to send you the website, these cute little children's spirit animal cards. And this guidebook, I believe it's with it has an expanded messages for each of the children spirit animal cards, and it's designed to elaborate on the particular issue or question for which your child is seeking guidance. There are also suggestions for activities related to each message that help integrate the guidance into the child's everyday life with the support and supervision of parents. They are so cute. So, I'm going to do a, how do you say, a simple, this is a simple reading, one where it's really very simple. You would ask, what does God want me to know right now? Or what does Spirit want me to know right now? Okay, and you can either do it just with the cards. That would be like maybe a six-year-old would look and see. And, ooh, look at the beautiful ladybug. And this ladybug card is saying, notice the little things. Just notice the little things around you. And then in noticing the little things around you, there would be activities to help the child notice the little things around them. Now, if I can find the ladybug in this book, we'd be able to see it. I don't know my ABCs very well. It is in alphabetical order, and I'm having a very difficult time finding ladybug under L. Some of the activities for notice the little things would be take a nature walk and go slowly, observing the details of your surroundings. Notice details that you like about your friends and family members and compliment them on these. And, or it's often the little things you do for others that mean a lot, such as saying thank you with a smile whenever you have the opportunity to do so. Now, that's good for adults to follow also, don't you think?
Yes.
All right. The next card is Unicorn. Unicorn is cool because Unicorn is saying, use your imagination. I mean, these are nice little cards for children. I know, Jules, you're used to the big cards, but we're going to do children's cards today because there are some parents out there that need some thinking tools, spiritual tools for their children. Okay, so we have Unicorn. Unicorn's activities could be paint or draw a picture completely from your imagination. How about write a poem, song, or short story, one that you've made up? Or spontaneously tell a story. I know my grandchildren are always saying, Grandma, tell me a story, especially the oldest one. From the time she was a little girl, she was like, Grandma, tell me a story. And she loves stories that I tell her if she is the main character in the story. Or imagine what kind of world you want to live in and how you can play a part in creating that. So, Ladybug is saying, notice the little things, and Unicorn is saying, how about by using your imagination? Notice the little things by using your imagination. Because you are beautiful just as you are. That's Swan. That's the last card. Okay, so we put them together. Notice the little things by using your imagination. Because you are beautiful just as you are. Now, some activities on the Swan would be, write in your journal about what special gifts or talents you have that you are proud of. Or tell your mother or father about at least two things that you like about yourself. Imagine there's a beautiful light inside you that sparkles even more than your smile and share that feeling with others. In your own way or in your own mind or even out loud, repeat the phrase, I am beautiful just as I am, a few times a day. Notice the beauty all around you in other people, animals, plants, and other parts of nature. So, The message in the children's cards for the day are notice the little things around you by using your imagination, because Swan says you are beautiful just the way you are. Was that a
that
good note
wonderful.
To end on?
That is wonderful.
These are so cute. These are so cute. So, and the message was befitting for adults as well, all ages. So, darling, you want to call it a night?
Yes, and technical difficulties from last week ago, 2 weeks ago, space soldiers better come on through. We need you. We need you close.
Come on and close the show. All righty. This is Duchess signing out, saying see you in a couple of weeks. What day will that be? That will be in June, huh?
Wow.
June
1st.
June already.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. And if you have any topics you want us to discuss, let us know, because we would really like this to be your show. Jules and I can't think of everything all the time. Give us some topics, you know, because your inside matters more than our inside matter. And Bo, I can't say that, but it's what's inside that matters, and you have an inside also. So this is Duchess signing out and saying good night until June 1st. Okay.
Yes.
Jules?
This is Jules signing out. Come on, space soldiers. 1, 5, 4.
Night, everybody.